Welcome back to the Fastlane 101 ESPN. Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson here with you. And we head now to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. And we bring in our guy, Alex Ferrario. You can hear him tonight, This Week in Hockey with Joey Vitale from 6 to 8, right after the Fastlane. And then Blues versus Ducks. The pregame starts at 8 o'clock. Alex, how you doing, man?
I am fantastic, guys. Got a early dinner, late lunch in, so I'm ready to go for tonight's late action, little nightcap of Blues and Ducks.
Did you get a nap in?
I did. Had to get one of those bad boys.
Good for you. Do you have a sweet spot when it comes to the nap? Like, if you sleep more than a certain time, you're more groggy, or do you care at all?
Yeah, once I go over an hour, I'm kind of like out of it. Like, that's the groggy stage. So if I get that 30, 40 minutes in of a power nap, that's where I can wake up, get a little energy and go after it.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you got your power nap. We're ready to rock and roll. Hey, before we get into the Blues in general, I just want to ask, like, have you heard anything of any NHL policies, any shifting, any changing here recently in wake of all of the NCAA basketball changes? They're going to have a tournament with no fans in there. Are there any rumors shaking around the NHL?
Well, first off, that NCAA stuff is insane. I've heard you guys have been talking about it all afternoon. But the only thing that I've heard NHL-wise is that some of the games have been contemplated, moved out of their stadium and changed to a road game. Now, this hasn't happened yet because the NHL has just kind of said that this could happen. The only two times that I've heard it are the San Jose Sharks have mentioned that they got, I think, three or four games left at home on their schedule, and obviously California is kind of a hotbed right now for the coronavirus, so they've talked about shifting their games to road games, and Anaheim has mentioned it as well, but obviously Anaheim's playing tonight at home, so that hasn't been an issue. Other than that, I haven't really seen anything NHL-wise discussing of, you know, playing with an empty stadium or changing the games to home from away. But I'm very intrigued by this because, you know, NCAA obviously has taken those steps. We've heard Major League Baseball, they've kind of already started taking steps in spring training. So I'm wondering if some of these home games are played on the road, or if some of these games in the regular season or into the postseason are going to be empty stadiums, which is going to be an insane environment for how big playoff games truly are.
If they decide to make it a situation where the fans can't be, I mean, you know the NHL. You know how the league works. How quickly do you think they would reach that decision?
I would imagine they'll reach it pretty quick. I mean, NHL were kind of the trendsetters in the coronavirus in terms of shutting down locker rooms. I mean, I know the NBA had started talking about not letting players kind of sign autographs, but from what I understand, the NHL were the first ones that said, look, locker rooms are going to be closed permanently, and then Major League Baseball and NBA kind of followed suit. So I would imagine that they're going to take that into consideration and kind of jumpstart that. You know, NBA and NHL have the playoffs, and now that they've seen that NCAA has been shutting down tournaments, that's going to be kind of an alarm, I think, for Gary Bettman to be like, look, we may need to start taking some steps towards this. I don't know if it's going to be playoffs. I think they're going to wait and see. I mean, we had Tim Kurchin on Stalter and Rivers yesterday, and he said, you know, hopefully this is something that we look back in a couple of weeks and say, you know, blew it out of proportion. So I don't know if Gary Bettman and NHL are going to take the steps mandatory in terms of shutting down playoff games. But I would imagine in the next 48 to 72 hours, now that we've seen tournaments start shutting down in terms of emptying stadiums, I would imagine the NHL is going to be one of those that say, look, we're going to play with no fans in front of these. And I would imagine it's going to be the teams that do it. I mean, I don't know if the NHL is going to force every team to make that decision. I think it would come down to a team and a president of that team deciding, look, we're either going to play with no fans or we're going to shift this to a road game.
Alex, getting into the Blues a little bit, I would have to believe there's going to be some emotions flying around tonight. How do you think that the Blues are going to react going back to Anaheim, where Jay Bouwmeester, I mean, had the biggest scare of his life, and I would assume a lot of these players' lives?
Yeah, I would imagine this is going to be very emotional for a majority of these players. And, you know, Joe and I are going to talk about this tonight on This Week in Hockey, but when you think about it, first of all, these are human beings, and I mean, you know this better than anybody, BT. They're not robots, and it comes into the play of, you know, thinking back to these guys being on the ice, and Joe and I were talking about this earlier today about prepping for tonight's show, and Joe mentioned, you know, that first home game after the Jay Bouwmeester scare, and he was telling me that some of the players just in the runway and on the ice when they were showing that video had tears in their eyes. So that was the couple days after when they knew Jay Bouwmeester was fine. But imagine going back to the same spot. Imagine being Vince Dunn sitting at the end of the bench where, you know, you're going to have flashbacks of Jay Bouwmeester collapsing and basically being unconscious for a couple of minutes. So, you know, these guys, I'm sure, are going to be playing with emotions and remembering that moment and remembering where they are at. But Craig Berube is one of the best in terms of making sure that these guys are focused. And I would imagine that the Blues will take the approach of, look, let's do this for Jay Bouwmeester. Let's come back here. It's an emotional game. We've got a day off. It was an ugly loss on Monday. Let's go out here and win this one for Jay. That would be my assumption with the way that the Blues play. And luckily, it won't be the emotional side as it was at Enterprise Center where these guys had tears in their eyes. It'll be more of, wow, I can't believe that happened here.
And by the way, the Ducks are in their building tonight. They have all the merchandise sales. So people who are going to be there and buying merchandise, everything's 19% off for Jay Bouwmeester. And half of the 50-50 raffle is going to charity as well. So that's they're doing a pretty cool thing, and they acknowledged it. And I thought they were very good. Anaheim pretty much did everything right when it came to the Bouwmeester situation, not just the night of. Talking about the response afterwards and the outpouring of support to him and even doing so tonight.
Well, and what you just mentioned, Ron, is the coolest part I think about sports is when, you know, your competition, your opponents, you don't like each other for 60 minutes plus in a game. But, you know, when something like that happens, you completely forget about that. And it wasn't just Anaheim. You know, Vegas did a moment of silence the next night at their game. Every NHL team, I believe, did a moment of silence for Jay Bouwmeester. But when you saw it on social media that night, when you saw the fans reacting to what was happening in the stadium, you know, you kind of get set back a little bit, and you're like, wow, it's cool to see kind of how they kind of all connect with each other. But then on top of that, you know, the praises have been put out there since, but you think of the medical team in Anaheim, you know, they're putting all of that money and everything that they're going to sell tonight towards UC Irvine, who did a great job with Jay Bouwmeester. I'm sure the emotional side of it, but then you got to think of the general manager for the Anaheim Ducks and Doug Armstrong to be able to make those decisions that quick on the fly to shut down that game and make sure that everybody was taken care of. And I had the conversation with Jim Nill, the general manager of the Dallas Stars, a couple of games ago on our pregame show. And, you know, he was a part of the Rich Peverly collapse on the ice when he was the GM in Dallas. And he was also a part of the Detroit Red Wings team when Yuri Fisher collapsed. And he said, you know, Doug Armstrong called me immediately that night and said, Jim, what do I do? Who do I reach out to? What do I say to these players? And Jim Nill was able to kind of walk him through that and give him some pointers on how to handle that as a team. So it was a big deal all around for everybody, and praises go all around for what they did in action for the Blues and Ducks game, which is why I think this one's going to be very emotional.
Ends up being a big family when something like that happens. All the fighting, all the back and forth, that stuff goes away when it comes to life and death. All right, Alex, I want to ask you, because people are anxiously awaiting the return of 91. Man, how close is Vladdy?
I think you're getting close, guys. And I tweeted this out last night when the news came out that Troy Brouwer was sent down to waivers. First of all, that's just the roster move, and I know you guys talked about this. You got to be salary compliant before you can bring back Vladimir Tarasenko and make sure that that $7.5 million is in there. But look, there's a reason Tarasenko didn't go on this road trip. One, it's just a quick game. There's no point going and sitting in your hotel room for two out of the three nights. But two, this was, I think, the moment for Doug Armstrong after that long road trip that Vladdy went on, for Doug Armstrong, for the coaching staff, for the medical staff to sit in St. Louis and say, okay, look, is he ready to come back? Are we at 100%? I think that's what this yesterday, today, and tomorrow will be. And then I think you're going to see the practice, if they have a practice tomorrow, which I highly doubt, but Tarasenko is going to be skating, and he's going to be skating with some scratches and some coaches. Friday, he'll probably get out there on the ice, a morning skate, maybe a Saturday practice, which in my eyes, and this is just my opinion, I have no insight on this, it would be a Sunday return, which would give them 10 games for Vladdy to be playing with his team. He'll get one home game in, and then you get to go out on the road and you get that road mentality back as a player. You want to get in that routine. You play the last couple of games in the regular season, and then you're in the postseason. Now, again, they could push that back to where he could get a couple of practices in, and he plays on that first road game. But in my eyes, I would imagine because Troy Brower was sent down, they feel that in the next game or so, Vladdy's going to return. So I would imagine it's going to be one of these two games on the homestand, whether San Jose Sharks Friday night or Sunday afternoon against the Ottawa Senators. That's going to be that sweet spot to get Vladdy back in action.
You're going to hear a lot more of Alex Ferrario right here on 101 ESPN this evening. This Week in Hockey with Alex and Joey Vite. Tonight, right after the Fast Lane, 6 to 8, and then right after that, it's a Mitsubishi Electric pregame show at 8 o'clock, then followed by the BMW of West St. Louis pregame skate at 8:30. Alex, thanks for joining us, man. Have a fun night, and drink a couple of Red Bulls. Stay up for this one.
Couple of Red Bulls, couple of Code Red Mountain Dews, couple of coffee. I'll be up till about 5 in the morning.
You're the best. You're the best. You got it. Alex Ferrario, thanks, man. All right. That is Alex Ferrario. And again, you're going to catch him all night long. That dude works his tail off over here at one.
He really does. He's been forced into it.
Well, either way.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a team player.
Hey,
he's a team player.
Hey, earn your money. So, by the way, the Blue Jackets, well, because the governor of Ohio has prohibited mass gatherings, the Blue Jackets say that they will not allow fans in their building, including their game against Pittsburgh. And they haven't said for how long that's going to be, but the games are going to be closed to the public until further notice.
NBA, NHL, NCAA basketball. Is baseball next? We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to get into it, the changes that might be coming next on 101 ESPN.